Welcome, dear listeners. It is my sincere pleasure to invite you to embark on a transformative journey with the Ministering Angel podcast, hosted by Ronald Myers Jr. Whether you're a newcomer or a returning seeker, prepare to uncover an invaluable resource in your pursuit of a deeper connection with Jesus Christ. If you're yearning to unlock your full potential and triumph over life's challenges, then Ronald, a true prophet of God, has been sent to be your guide. His words are not mere rhetoric, but a divine messenger, empowering you to conquer adversity and emerge victorious. With each episode, you'll discover a treasure trove of insights and inspiration, equipping you with the strength, wisdom, and resilience needed to overcome life's challenges. It's not just a podcast, it's a sanctuary where faith is fortified and miracles unfold. I am truly grateful for your time and presence. Welcome to the Ministering Angel podcast, where Ronald Myers Jr. stands as your faithful companion, leading you on a transformative journey towards a deeper understanding of your faith and a more fulfilling life. Prepare to be inspired, empowered, and forever changed. Here's Ronald.
You're signing your death warrant. Psalms 105:15. Do not touch my anointed ones. Do my prophets no harm. Many of you know this verse, yet you continue to test the authenticity of its meaning. You foolish and wicked people. Do you not know in doing so you're signing your death warrant? This is a warning for you to repent before it's too late. To be clear, a true chosen one or prophet of God will not be bothered by what you say or what you do. There comes a time in their journey where the enemy cannot touch them. So what he does is attempt to use people around the chosen one. Even this is futile in many cases because the chosen are equipped and aware of the enemy at all times. This is why the attempts to deceive a prophet or anointed one for the most part are pointless. The only chance the enemy has to stop a chosen one is to get them before they rise into their calling. Even that can be pointless. For example, the devil has been trying to keep me from birth, from becoming who God has chosen me to be. My life was put in danger, and every attempt has been made to keep me from elevating. Every trick, every scheme, every plot has been hatched to destroy me. But the protection of God has saved me time and time again. Let me assure you these things are real. Many are in the dark regarding the enemy. It's time to wake up. There are many of us this scripture is referring to that have been constantly under attack. But now the time has come where the enemy knows that he can't touch us. He understands the damage was about to bring upon his kingdom. That's why he fought so hard to destroy us. But once again, he that is in us is greater. I recently received a phone call from someone I'll call Linda. Linda and I were involved very briefly as I began my journey with the Lord. She caught me in a moment of weakness, but I was responsible for giving in to my hurt and pain. It was ordained that she entered my life, but she distorted her assignment and sought her personal needs and wants. I ended the relationship within 30 days and began my healing process. She has helped me tremendously over the span of the next 8 years, strictly as a friend. I immediately saw who she was and knew that she wasn't right for me, though her deepest desire was to be with me. As I grew spiritually, I began ministering to her in every aspect of her life, as at the time, she had many things going on in her life. Linda is carnal, by her own words, to be kind. She is a lazy Christian. One who is not committed or dedicated to God. She wants the benefits of the name Jesus, but doesn't want to put the work in or sacrifice for those benefits. 30 years in church has amounted to 30 years of wasted time. Time after time, even prior to me knowing whom I truly was, I tell her I saw what her true motives were, to stop trying to fool me because I saw what she was up to. Yet, time after time, she continued to test me. There were times I called her out on it and others where I stayed silent. All for a purpose and a plan. God's anointed are very rarely unaware or in the dark concerning what's going on between them or around them. At this point, Linda refused to comprehend. She was stubborn in this regard, but here's her problem. She's signing her death warrant. There are many tests that the chosen ones face. Sometimes, though, the tests are for the ones surrounding the chosen. God is merciful to give us many chances to turn from our wicked ways. Some of us continue not to heed the warning, resulting in you signing your death warrant. As I was saying, Linda called for some technical assistance, promising to pay me for my time. The interesting thing about the call was that I deleted her number from my phone months earlier. Knowing her time in my life had come to its end, as the phone was ringing, it said to me that it was her, though her number was no longer stored in my phone. That's why I answered. Previous attempts at her calling I ignored, but this time I knew it was a test. Not for me, but for her. This was her second mistake. Her first question after declaring the purpose for her call was to inquire about my relationship status, as I have spent years keeping her at an arm's length distance in this regard. I immediately saw this as an attempt to gain information. See, she doesn't know that I knew that she has been speaking against me since I ended our brief encounter. She doesn't think I know that she's been plotting my downfall for a long while. Once I wouldn't submit to her desires, she set out to destroy me. Silence disarms people. When you don't divulge your true thought and intentions in different areas, it forces people to guess. If you guess wrong, you expose yourself. Some individuals' motives are easy to see, while others you must pull back many layers to see who they are. Linda is easy to see. I'm the one who gives people rope to hang themselves. Once I've had enough, I bring the guillotine down. The test showed multiple things. 1. She has not changed one bit. 2. She found out that I no longer was willing to give my personal circumstances freely as I did before. I had come to recognize that people were watching me, and the more I exposed my thoughts, feelings, and plans, the more the enemy had to use against me. This may be the reason for some of the delays in your life. You're talking too much and to the wrong people. She tried to test me, and it's going to come back on her. That's the way it works with God's anointed and chosen. Though I knew what she was up to, I gave her an hour of my time. Now God will repay her for what she tried to do. This is also why you should be careful about how you speak to and treat people. Oh, I failed to mention, though we hadn't been speaking for a long period. She let slip out that she's been watching me from the dark, the things I posted, the podcast, etc. This is the power of God's anointed. Many times people will do and say things because of the presence of that chosen one. You cannot be in the presence of a chosen one with bad intentions and think they will not recognize it. You would be foolish in thinking so. What am I saying in all I've shared? Simply stated, I'll let the word of God do the talking. Do not touch my anointed ones. Do my prophets no harm. Psalms 105:15, I can't make it any clearer than that. But I'm quite sure many will continue to believe their efforts will work. I promise you, it's a waste of your time. This is the beautiful thing about the chosen ones. We understand that it is God who defends us. Therefore, we have no need to retaliate. That leaves us to continue to focus on our assignment. We understand there will be constant pushback against us. That's how it works. We are light. We attract darkness. It comes with the job. We've been prepared and equipped to handle these challenges. We know to pray for the wrongdoer. Move on and leave the rest to God. I'm trying to help those who are listening and watching from the dark to repent so that you will be saved. Otherwise, a warrant will be issued. Be blessed.
Your willingness to listen fills me with gratitude. I'm confident that the wisdom shared here will prove invaluable in navigating your current challenges. Let's invoke divine insight, as described in 2 Kings 6:17, and pray for eyes to see beyond our circumstances. In Hosea 4:6, we're reminded of the dangers of spiritual ignorance, which can lead to our downfall. Embrace this truth with an open heart, guided by the loving presence of the Holy Spirit. Stay encouraged, knowing that where there is great love, miracles abound. Remember, your prophet is here for you, ready to offer support and guidance every step of the way.